Accusations of sabotage have been made after suspicious explosions in the Baltic Sea have created three leaks in the gas pipelines Nord Stream 1 and 2. The lines both stretch from Russia near St. Petersburg through the Baltic Sea and meet mainland Western Europe on the coast of Germany. The war in Ukraine appears to be a key player in the destruction of the lines, being a key piece of infrastructure utilised by both Russia and NATO-aligned countries. John O'Wakeley has more.
Methane gas is bubbling up out of the Baltic Sea following a reportedly suspicious attack on the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines that occurred yesterday. The lines appear to have been damaged through the use of explosive devices on a scale so large it casts suspicion on state entities as opposed to non-government agents. Nord Stream 1 has been a key piece of infrastructure in the supply of methane gas to Germany and Western Europe from Russia, with Nord Stream 2 being completed in construction but yet to be utilised in operation. The vast majority of the international community seems to be placing the blame on Russia for the bombing of the lines, with the Polish foreign minister stating,
"We are not in a position to reject the notion that this could be an element of Russian hybrid war against NATO." Well, if you're asking me about my more personal opinion, I can tell you that the timing of these three explosions are very meaningful, so to speak. Russia has lost operational initiative in Ukraine.
This sentiment has been echoed throughout NATO-aligned countries. But doubts have been cast on the claims laid against Russia due to the economic impacts against Russia that the bombing is set to generate. A former Polish Secretary of State has put the blame on the United States, following comments that President Biden made earlier this year, threatening Russia by implying he would shut down Nord Stream 2 by unspecified means.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Other Polish politicians and members of the international community have dismissed the claims laid by the former Secretary of State. To talk about who could possibly be to blame, I sat down with Dr. Jürgen Brommer, Professor of Law at Murdoch University and expert in European relations. There are many accusations of who might have sabotaged the Nord Stream lines. To start off with, why might Russia be motivated to sabotage the lines?
That has also boggled me, this question, and the reason why I'm not immediately ready to jump to point the finger at Russia is obviously, and everybody is aware of that, they have not been hesitant to shut down the gas supply. They control what goes into the pipeline. So why would they want to shoot the delivery guy, if you will, when they control what comes out of the pizza oven? That's the one reason that I could come up with, of the two, is either just to do something to escalate and create confusion and insecurity. The other one potentially could be that Russian business interests are involved through foreign subsidiaries. One might be able to construe a Russian interest in this by trying to protect foreign assets from damage claims that might come into the billions down the line for not having delivered the gas. Yeah, again, highly speculative. It is very hard to see what other interests Russia could have, given that they control input into these pipelines anyway, but they have been willing to shut it off. So there's not even in that sense the political gain. The only thing there is the risk of being either caught or implicated to be the aggressor yet again. But if it wasn't Russia, things get even worse after that, I think.
Why would a NATO-aligned country potentially sabotage the lines?
Well, that's what I meant when I said, you know, if it's not Russia, things get worse after that. Of the countries that are close by, the one most adamantly opposed to this was Poland, opposed to Nord Stream 2, opposed to not cutting off the gas supply in the first place, highly critical of Germany with regard to the level of support for Ukraine, some contentious domestic policy issues with Germany as well, going back to World War II and reparations for World War II.
Earlier this year, Germany refused to pay reparations to Poland amounting to 1.3 trillion euro. The request for reparations came directly from the controversial Jarosław Kaczyński, leader of the ruling Law and Justice Party. But Dr. Bromer maintains that it's hard to believe that Poland could be at fault.
And I mean to the full extent, it is inconceivable. It is downright inconceivable that Poland would go in and sabotage the pipeline in the waters of Scandinavian allies. And the gain there would also be minimal. So that leaves to me really the question whether it wasn't a non-state actor. Now, what I'm reading is that the way this sabotage act, this explosion in these waters was conducted, it would have to be a state actor because a private actor wouldn't have the resources and the wherewithal to do that. I have no idea whether that is true.
Dr. Jürgen Bromer, Professor of Law at Murdoch University there, speaking with John O. Wakeley.